Atmospheric Pollution Prevention Act 1965 should be regarded as specific environmental management act. Subsection 1, subsection 1, subject to the subsection 2, the Atmospheric Pollution Prevention Act 1965, Act number 45 of 1965, must be regarded as a specific environmental management act for the purposes of the National Environmental Management Act 1998, Act number 107 of 1998. Subsection 2, this section lapses. The above section lapses when section 60 of the National Environmental Management Air Quality Act 2004, Act number 39 of 2004 takes effect.
Can you take up to what you are trying to do that?
Yeah.
What do we do? How to explain this? Then we will take a comment on
this one is having measures. The clause 6 to have the Atmospheric Pollution Prevention Act regarding it being a specific environmental management act. Atmospheric Pollution Prevention deals to a certain extent with similar matters contained in the National Environmental Management Air Quality Act. The latter act is not yet a full force and effect. In terms of the proposed clause, it will lapse when section 60 of the National Environmental Management Air Quality Act comes into play. So the purpose is to try and close the gap that is there, that because the environmental management inspectors do enforce quite a number of legislation, and if this act is not included as one of the specific management environmental management acts, it becomes difficult for them to enforce whatever contraventions that might have been committed.
You want to say something on this, Mr. Kutma?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a hand. Gatte?
Chairperson. I'm just thinking that they say quality hindsight is a flip side. We passed the Air Quality Act. Why didn't this question arise then? What we're trying to do now, why didn't it arise then? Because it was hardly made at the time when the presentation was made that we as Parliament must pass the Air Quality Act. Why didn't this deficiency become raised then, so that we could have rectified it then, or at least be in a way that it will come at a later stage?
Sorry, Chair. I think the most important thing that the House should note is that I think the Air Quality Act was not put in place, the whole Act. Some of the provisions are in operation. Some are not in operation, depending on other frameworks that needs to be put in place. Until such time those frameworks have been put in place, it will be difficult for some of the provisions to come into operation because they're dependent on those particular provisions.
I'm not being difficult, Chairperson, thank you. I'm just basically saying the department must begin to empower lawmakers and say, well, we are proposing the following, but know that after this, there are other things that come, so that we have a complete picture. I'm not saying everything must be done, but here we should have some prediction to know that we are only doing 15% or 10%, and know that make provision for the fact that other things are going to come. Because in that way, then we are fully empowered as lawmakers. We are not partitioned lawmakers in legislative styles.
Honorable Morgan.
Thanks, Chair. Just to follow on from my colleague, Honorable McQueen, the same kind of tack. I mean, it scares me that what we're doing today is an excellent piece of legislation. It's all got a gap. But why? I mean, that air quality law was passed by us in round about, I don't know, August 2004. And I accept that parts haven't been put in place. I mean, it always takes time. But then the question is, why is it taking so long for this piece of legislation to come before us in order to sort of fill in the gaps? Because that we're now three years down the line.
Let's take other questions.
Yeah, also to follow on it, I mean, if what you are saying is the framework is not there to implement some of the aspects or some of the clauses in the Air Quality Act, if the framework's not there, how is this going to enable that to happen?
Comment on all of those questions.
Okay, I will comment and I'll also seek assistance from some of my colleagues at the reason why the act took so long, I think it's in the drafting process and the consultation process, because this particular act does not only deal with atmospheric pollution prevention act, it also touches on the Criminal Procedure Act, which certain powers before can be conferred to peace or certain inspectors before they can be given the status of peace officers, we needed to consult with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development as well as the Department of Safety and Security to ensure that whatever we're doing is in line with what the peace officers are as regarded by the Criminal Procedure Act. And I think the other delay is because of the consultation process and the amendments to the bill. That's the thing that might have created the delay in terms of bringing this particular legislation before the portfolio committee. In regard to the framework, the bringing to operation of the atmospheric, I mean, of the Air Quality Act was directed by the current situation to say if the framework of, because certain provisions do provide that X must be in position before the provision can come into operation. And it would be very difficult to bring that particular provision in place if in the implementation it's going to be very difficult for members of the public to implement without the necessary conditions that have been set by that particular provision are in place.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to find out that you say the delay was caused by consultation, public participation, and so forth. If it is so, when did that take place? Because the Air Quality Act was in 2004. Thank you. Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. If I can just sort of clarify some issues, is that the amendment bill which brought the environmental management inspectors into effect were only came into effect in 2005. And the reason why we want to only bring some of the provisions of the National Environmental Management Air Quality Act within the ambit is that some of them that are in effect at the moment refer to certain offences. Okay, and those offences we want our environmental management inspectors to be able to enforce. So it wouldn't have made sense to do this amendment in 2004 before our EMIs actually had been given their powers in terms of the 2005 amendment.
What still remains to be done once this remedial legislative measures have been put in place? You know, I'm asking the question there because we are now going to bring the green scorpions on board and we do not want them to fumble and become a bit officious and do other things and obviously embarrass in court and we discover that they are doing other things imaginatively where there's no legal legislation, and then we're forced to come back after 18 months, say, no, here's another intervention, you know, you passed this one, but you never forgot this. So the point is this, that because it appears like a patchwork legislation that you mentioned to be now, right? But how many other little patches are there in anticipation?
Okay, Mr. Wapello.
Chair, there are no other legislations apart from this one.
Okay. Members,
could we then look at this the very first section of this bill? Are we comfortable with this intervention? Okay. I'm not sure what the procedure is. This is the first time I'm chairing the meeting. We were doing legislation. We've been doing all other things except legislation. So, should someone move a certain of this amendment and then we move on to do the whole thing together? What's the right procedure?
Mr. Morgan?
Can I propose to you that we do exactly, we go through the whole bill,
yeah.
Ask questions per clause,
yeah.
And, you know, suspect there's not going to be a problem, and then go clause by clause vote after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Again, you want to say something, Honoris?
Yes,
just press yourself there.
Just to add to Mr. Morgan, after you've done now, clause by clause, and then debating and everything, then you will table the motion of desirability, and after that we'll go clause by clause and vote to that Mr. Morgan is saying, and then after that the committee adopts a committee report to be tabled to the House.
Chairperson, I wanted to check, just to check, as to say, one of the delays was the public participation. Aren't we, as a committee, going to still have the hearing from it?
We looked at the management committee of this portfolio committee. We felt this one was quite technical and that there was really no need for a public hearing. It's short amendments. We don't really need public hearings on them. But we will see as we look at other legislation whether what will be public hearing. Okay. Could we move on to the second section?
Section 2. This is an amendment for Section 29 of Act 73 of 1989, as amended by Section 18 of Act 79 of 1992, Proclamation R29 of 1995, and Proclamation 43 of 1996. Section 29 of the Environment Conservation Act 1989 is hereby amended by the substitution for Subsection 4 of the following subsection. Any person who contravenes a provision of Section 21, in brackets 26, 29, 20, subsection 1, or 23, subsection 2, or a direction issued under Section 20, subsection 5, in brackets 20, subsection 8, or fails to comply with a condition of a permit, permission, authorization, or direction issued, or granted under the said provision, shall be guilty of an offense and liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding 100,000 or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years, or to both such fine and such imprisonment, and to a fine not exceeding 3 times the commercial value of anything in respect of which the offense was committed. The purpose of this particular section, at the time when the amendment was made and the transfer was made to the Department of Water Affairs to Department of Environmental Affairs, the references in the section was not amended. So this particular section seeks to correct the incorrect references in trying to put proper references. In particular, those that are in brackets are the references that we use, and now we bring in the correct references in this particular section. This is just to correct the incorrect references in the particular section.
So, finish.
Yes.
Okay. Combat Mkwena?
Now, in trying to ensure that the synergy, there must be no loopholes. Now, you're using how many words? 1, 2, 3, 4 words here. You're saying the green copies are going to go, and you find any person who did not comply in respect of obtaining a permit, permission, authorization, or direction. How is a person supposed to get any of those? In other words, I can understand the permit is a physical instrument, like a paper saw. Now, then we also go further and say command, permission, authorization, direction. Now, how is the person supposed to do that? Because you left the phalanx of the civil service under the deed. Now, if a person that wants to comply, must have a permit. Well, a permit, I can understand it must be a written paper. Now, then you don't stop there. You say must also or get the permission or authorization or direction. Now, what are those instruments? A permit, I understand, is a physical thing. Now, how does it get the permission? How does it get authorization? How can it get direction? Does it get direction? Oh, no, no. You can go and do it. So, but this, I mean, maybe this person is going to be caught because this is about punitive measures. The person is going to be caught. And you say, the police come and say that now, after this person is convicted because he didn't get, or he didn't get a permit, permission. That's the bottom of this page. He didn't get a permit. He didn't get the permission. Now he get authorization or direction. And the legislature will say, what should he have actually got? What is this instrument called permission, authorization, direction? The permit that I can understand is a piece of paper. Now, what about permission? I can raise a hand and ask the chairperson to excuse me permission, of course. There's nothing written in paper. Now, when it comes to imprisonment, how does a person get a permission, authorization, or direction?
Any other question, members? Okay, Mr. Bella?
Thanks, Jim. All those things that are mentioned in this particular section are emanating from pieces of legislation. The authorizations, we do the act, the National Environmental Management Act, or some of the legislation also requires that for someone to start a business or to to set up a has to get to make an application to be authorized to continue the type of business that one can get in. A direction actually normally is there are directives that we issue as the officials of government which are stipulated in the act. If there is a contravention, there are certain processes. You normally don't go for criminal sanction or civil suit. You normally you either have a set of processes that you need to follow. There is a pre-directive where it's a written paper that indicates that you've contravened X, Y, Z and give us reasons why you should not look at the thing and correct. Failing which then would have to issue a directive that would now direct you to actually comply with the provisions of the Act. There is a pre-notice as well and there is a notice. The pre-notice is issued once the inspectors have gone out there and done their compliance inspection and found that there are some contraventions, and they'll put whoever has contravened the particular legislation, be it APA, be it Environmental Conservation Act, be it National Environmental Act, then to say, we give you a pre-notice to say, please give us in so many days what plans are going to be in place to sort of rectify. If you don't, then you would have no choice but to issue a notice, which will compel you now. It's no longer a matter of giving an opportunity to do things out of your own, but you'll be compelled. And conditions in the permit. It's what we normally do when we go and do inspections. We look to what extent is the members of the public complying with the conditions that were set in the permit.
Tim Gwen, are you covered with that?
Yeah, I'm covered, Chairperson. As long as we don't have I don't know if it implies, can't we just ask those in the permissions, permitted, directed, contained in such and such a thing? Just add that so now there's absolutely no mistake. The person can't say, I don't know where this is. I know that this is something, but where are they? I don't know whether it is necessary to say so, but I would be comfortable with any person who is guilty of not complying by obtaining permission, direction, as contemplated or as contained in regulation so and so. Just to add that, so because we are helping the people not to be at a loss. Because you see, we are dealing with environment, and the prejudice out there is so big that
Once you come with the green scope and they say, ah, no, no, we thought the EAA was the last. Now they come with police. And we're completely unguided. So we as the public, why the mess of this green scope is. Now, we do not want the green scope to become lecturers, little lecturers over the country. They must be empowered with the act must be user-friendly. Let's say, look, this is what they're supposed to do, and this is where it's contained. Because good municipalities are going to come on board, they mustn't struggle to find those regulations.
In the original briefing that we got on the bill, an amount in terms of the penalty of 5 million rand was mentioned. I see it's now 100,000 rand. It's the same prison possibility. Is the 100,000 rand, was that reached after consideration of the type of offences that are likely to occur? I mean, for some of these mega companies, it wouldn't be an awful lot of money. How did you reach that figure?
I think I'll respond to this one and Mr. Mati will respond to the other provision. This one, member, it's a different clause. The 5 million is contained in another clause where we deal with penalties. Yes.
Can you explain that? Because I also found that a little bit of a misnomer. On the one clause where you talk about 100,000 or a period of exceeding 10 years, and then again, and then again, in the memorandum, in the memorandum of this legislation, you talk about a penalty of 5 million and imprisonment of not exceeding 10 years. 100 not exceeding 10 years, the one 5 million in. What's the rationale? Can someone talk to that as well? Any other question before I hand over to the respondent? Okay. Can you comment on those? Thank you.
Yes, Chairperson, Senator, perhaps the department might add to this. The offences in two, if I may put it this way, is of a lesser nature than those contemplated in clause 5, where the 5 million. So perhaps the department can.
Okay,
maybe I can explain where it comes from. Section 29, we do not amend at the moment the penalty. We only correct a cleric or a mistake that when they amend Section 20 of the Environment Conservation Act, they did not make the consequential changes. Section 20 initially got only 6 subsections, and now it got, if you look at the amendment, it got 8. And so they changed the order of the subsection, but they did not make the consequential changes in the criminal provision in Section 29. So what we did in this amendment act, we only correct the subsection to make that a consequential correction which was not made at a portfolio committee at a stage when they affect the amendment. We did not change the penalty, and the reason for that is, as you are aware, we have a new waste bill coming up. It will soon be tabled in Parliament, and then we will correct the penalty. Just to correct a mistake, you know, and not so much to change penalties or anything else in the specific section.
To respond to Member Mukwena's proposal, permission authorization are contained in the specific section, subsection 23, 20. They do deal with this. Exactly, we don't have
the sections in detail, but those permissions are as a result of them being contained in the particular provisions that have been referred to in this particular section.
The request confession was just that to make it clear in terms of directionality, quote the section where that's all. Then, you see, what we'll have this magistrate who say, hey, but I mean, couldn't it have get a disadvantage? They're too quick to actually arrest them. But you don't help them, and even I as a magistrate, I don't see where the section is. It's reflected here. Couldn't you just say, specifically, because we're talking about directionality and authorization? I don't know. I just thought it would be easy if you actually quote it, so nobody can have an excuse.
Madam
Karim? May I just explain? We are in the process of repealing section after section in the Environment Conservation Act. If you look at the present Environment Conservation, most of the sections have already been repealed. As it's replaced by other legislation, we repeal certain section Environment Conservation Act. For example, section 20, the authorization referred to section 22, no person shall undertake an activity identified in terms of section 21(1) or cause such activities to be undertaken by virtue of a written authorization. But that section has
already... Where are you?
It's in the old Environment Conservation Act, section 22. But that section has in the meantime been repealed. Section 31A, capital A, refers to the directive. That directive section is still in place. But most of the other provisions have already been repealed and replaced by other legislation. But your penalty provisions and your directive provisions still remain there, because there are certain provisions that are still in operation. And so we are not in a position to repeal the whole act yet, but it will soon be replaced or in the near future. So it's not worth our while to do further amendments now to section 29, apart from making correct that mistake that occurred there. Yeah.
That's exactly about the difficulty. You're saying, ma'am, we're not in a position to repeal the whole act now. That's exactly the question I asked earlier on. Is there still anything else? There's nothing else. But now you're saying we're not in a position to do anything. Now, you know what I think should happen, Chairperson? We are lawmakers, but we're not that technically inclined. And of course, the department is. What I think the department should have done, because I'm battling. I want to assist you because I'm affecting us. I'm battling to find, you see, the way you've done things is, it's like a summary of a summary. It would be better if you say, this is what obtained, and as going away, then have a pen to say, going away, is going to be repealed. So the whole thing flows like that. Your end did a very wonderful thing last time. It empowered us, and you know what's going away, and you know what's coming in. And then what is remaining, you leave and say, this remains is intact. So the whole thing just flows. So we need a working document before this account hangs out, even must go to Parliament. And I think, so that's what we actually need. Before you come up with this, this is supposed to be a final thing, you need to give us a working document first. That says, this was obtained, and is going away for the following reasons, then a red flag across. This, the next one is escaping its intent. The following one remains, or part of it is modified, etc. So that now we've got the whole paranormal in front of us. So when you come to this stage, then we're already empowered. But what has happened right now, you haven't given us a working document, you're already giving us an exam question paper that you must pass. And see, then there are many questions now. And then it's unfair that because you guys have keep on going forth and backwards and referring us with laws we don't know, which you know, but if you know it, you might be knowing them wrongly, and we can assist you to actually correct them as well. So what I think we need to do, like Chairperson, is to have a working document first, before what I call an examination question paper, which is the federal company makers, and the other point I want to make, my little experience since 1994, each time in any political committee, when the department comes and presents, all they do is to defend what the text they have. They do not want to add a question mark and comma, nothing from lawmakers. So, and as the result is that now, we actually pass their version only. We're only lucky with the other intervention last week. But they must learn that when they present, if there are suggestions, they must write them on the side and say, fine, I'm going to come back to you after 10 minutes. They must say, no, we hear you, but look, you're not going to amend this week. No comma, no full stop, nothing. We'll just explain it away. But there's no actual parliamentary record. So actually, lawmakers don't make any input, that's all. We're just a conveyor belt. People can hear all like this, it means for the next 2 hours, at the end, you shall not have inserted one full stop in this text here. Nothing. You just go back to the chief. They will force them to accept this exactly as it was. And that's not how lawmaking must be.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I mean, I would agree with Comrade Makrina. Except that I don't think we can, I think these amendments are extremely important to get out there now because there are gaps that need to be blocked. But if it's difficult for us to understand quite what the processes are, how much more difficult it is for any ordinary citizen who takes very seriously what's happening as far as environmental management is concerned. And I would say...
Well, Machama, take another one. Use another microphone. This one is killing us.
And I would think that the sooner the better as far as getting a... I think it's extremely important to get the new National Environmental Management Act in toto before us and passed that contains all the amendments and all the changes because as it is now it's a patchwork of corrections which makes it difficult for us to understand and extraordinarily difficult for the people out there to understand. But I don't think we can actually put the hold on the process right now because these are extremely important amendments that I think need to be passed fairly rapidly. Thank
you. The one difficulty we have is that even the original NEMA management came from the internet. And therefore, it's not even numbered. You can't take us through it properly. You don't have a proper copy of the main text that was sent to us. That's the difficulty we're having. Mandun?
No, I just my time did cover it because really, it's better if you know the area where you're moving from. And the area where you're moving to. Now you only come across the new area not knowing exactly what it is not easy for us to come to go paving now to say here's the old one you paved at the same time. But it was reflecting here, it will be easy for us. But we understand that it is it's crucial and but yeah, for I don't know whether I say for future or thank
you. Chairperson, we note all the issues raised by members of the portfolio committee. In an attempt to try and clarify the whole situation and the difficulty that the members are encountering right now, what we did, we also sent an extra from the relevant legislation where we are trying to amend, indicate what was the position before and what is the proposed position. The extract, this is the extract that indicates what.
I think members have the extract.
Yes.
Okay. Let's use the extract to deal with this section 2. Let's look at the extract, take us through that, and then we will see how we can...
The main issue that we need to concern ourselves with is section 26 and section 25, which are the incorrect references that were there that we are trying to correct. We are not actually amending the whole section as such. The section remains, but because they were incorrect references. Now, in order to make correct references, if you are in a court of law, then it should read as proposed, because in terms of them, those sections that are in brackets are the ones that we are deleting now.
You say you got this explanatory memorandum.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Use it. Okay. We've done the first section. Okay. I think broadly we're all covered with that. Where we're having challenges is in section 29. Okay. Now in the memorandum. Okay.
In the memorandum.
In the space, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which page are we on in the memorandum?
In the extra, it's going to be page 22, and it's going to be page 3, section 29.
Page 3, section 29. Okay. Take us through and relate it to this section 23.
In terms of the old provisions of section 29, it read up until subsection 20, subsection 5. Now, in terms of this, subsection 20, it's replaced by subsection 29. And subsection 25 is replaced by subsection 28. If any person who contravenes the provision of section 21, section 26. Section 26, which is in bracket, is now substituted by subsection 29. And a direction issued under subsection 20, subsection 5. That section, subsection 25, is now replaced by subsection
28. I don't know how we're going to handle this, but I'm more convinced now that the point made that we needed a working document. Because she was not going to put you under pressure. To be easy, I mean, members remember when the DDG was there and made a presentation. The fine boss said the requirement of it. That's why we're able to intervene decisively to stop the DME from trying to have their own EIA on the side. So you need that type of a presentation, a document, so as a voice. Too much cross-referencing. If you see, too many packages, that's the reason because I'm at a loss now. I don't know what I'm going to do, and yet I'm going to be held responsible. I passed the law. You come to us and say, but you cannot correct this thing because you passed the law. When I remember, a few years ago.
Thank you. I think that point is taken. What I did prepare for this meeting is that because the amendments deal with a whole lot of legislation, it's not only the National Environmental Management Act, it's also the Environment Conservation Act and the Air Quality Act. it would be difficult for us to bring photocopies of all three acts and then have you paid through it. So what I did prepare is I prepared the relevant extracts, which are asked to be distributed of the relevant provisions. And what I hope we could do is have a look at what the old position was in just these few pieces of section, the relevant sections that I've extracted, versus what's in the bill itself. And I hope that would sort of suffice for the purposes of this meeting.
Section 29, offenses and penalties. What we are trying to do in terms of the proposed amendment is to correct the references, more in particular to section 20, subsection 6, that any person who contravenes a provision of section 21, section 26, so 26 is the one that we have bracketed in the proposed bill, and then this section 26 is now replaced by section 20, subsection 9. And then we proceed, section 22, subsection 1, we are not amending, or section 23, subsection 2, we are not amending, or a direction issued under section 25. 25 is the subsection that we are correcting. This subsection, in terms of the amendment, is subsection 28. Subsection 25 now is being corrected, and the correct reference would be subsection 28. These are the two subsections that we have bracketed, 25 and 26, the ones that are replaced by 29 and 20, subsection 8.
Thank you, sir. I think perhaps my confusion comes here when he presents. He says 25. Whereas he says 20 brackets 5, is that what you're referring to?
It's
25. But it sounds to me like 25, so I'm looking for 25, I can't find 25.
Yeah. I think what I need to do before I go to the cross, I need to read what the position before was, and then go to the proposed amendment to say, this is what we are trying to do in the amendment.
Okay, now, what you are suggesting that you should do? Do you have that information in the extract?
Yes.
Okay. Take us to the extract in the presentation. Does anyone want to do
something? Thank you. Just to explain sort of the context of this clause too, is that previously, if we didn't make this amendment, then it would not be a criminal offence to discard, dispose of waste in any manner except at a disposal site for which a permit has been issued and any means or facility or method and subject to the conditions that the minister may prescribe. So just for the rationale behind this amendment and why it's important is because of the amendment came through and because of the technical oversight in drafting, it would no longer be a criminal offence to discard of waste at an unpermitted landfill site. And that's why we had to do this amendment urgently so that we could refer to the correct subsection of subsection 20 in order to give our EMIs the correct power and the correct mandate. Thank you.
Mr.
Waffel?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Section 20, yeah.
The new subsection that was added, subsection 28, it's in page 3. The minister may, by notice in the Gazette, issue directions with regard to the control and management of disposal sites in general, B, the control and management of certain disposal sites or disposal sites handling particular types of waste, and C, the procedure to be followed before any disposal site may be withdrawn from use or utilized for another purpose. And then subsection 29, which replaces subsection 26, reason follows, subject to the provisions of any other law, no person shall discard waste or dispose of it in any other manner except at a disposal site for which a permit has been issued in terms of this section, or in a manner, be in a manner by means of a facility or method, and subject to such conditions as the minister may prescribe. These are the new subsections that have replaced subsection 26 and 25.
20 brackets.
Yes.
20 brackets.
Okay. Yeah.
20 brackets 6
and 20 brackets 5. So, I think this is a bond master.
Okay.
So this is
how
section 2 is concerned.
Okay. You know, I think that difficult one. I don't want to confuse the meeting further. But I think the difficulty we're having here, maybe what could have been useful would have been a situation that accompanying the bill, a memorandum that says we are removing from atmospheric blah 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 this section and this section, and we're replacing it with this formulation, so that we could understand what is being removed, what we don't have, that's not very clear. Both even in this extract and in the presentation itself. I'm not sure whether I will be able to proceed this way.
Chairperson, I think it's good for the department that whenever they prepare coming to meet the portfolio committee, they must bear in mind that we've got to get it right, you know, because as it is, really and truly, if I was the chairperson, I would suggest that they go back and redo the whole thing, but, well, I don't have the powers, because we seem to be all confused, the department and the portfolio committee.
Really, the department is really letting us down now. Today, with these amendments, I don't think they went through what they did their homework. They did not. I don't know, but I'm sorry to say it, but they don't seem to have done their homework. And really, we are going to end up more confused than having gained what we are supposed to do here. And this, you know, if it was, say, 3 years ago, I would just understand, because we knew nothing about the environment. We knew nothing about the pollution. And we started, only after 03, I think, that we are trying to grasp. But now, today, they seem to be taking us right back. And, Chair, I think, I don't know, if I was to command, I would say they must go back and do their work, and they must inform us. Because, yeah, really, we are confused.
I'm going to make two suggestions. Actually, three.
Suggestion number one is that they must go back. Number two, when they go back, they do the following. They must use color. You know, the modern textbooks can use color. Green, yellow, etc. To assist, even university documents are like that. They assist their learners to actually see the difference. This is what's important. This is what is important for secondary, etc. So you must use color. And what is easy to actually say, you know, the old dispensation, you know, the new one, etc. That's thing number two. Use color. And then normally we'll first use color in slide transition, which is excellent. But actually, if you had color here, it would be easy. Green is the one you black is what is called, which for highlighting, etc. is red. It's not like you have to, you also, it's about the point. Number three, I understand now the reason is that you are dealing with the original day, which will be in conflict with web mechanism. Now, that's why we're trying to get this one right quickly, so they should be absent. But my point is now, they should look at other things, what they've already said. There are other things that are there, and there are going to be other similarities. So, if they can actually indicate to us what other amendments are likely to come, so now we can have a holistic picture of what's actually going to happen instead of amending piecemeal. Because then I understand why Parliament is functioning under such great stress. Because all these committees are bombarded with piecemeal amendments. When you look at the ATC, it is this act that amends, that act that amends, that amendment of another amendment. And so understand. And you sit there now, you listen to the second table staff reading, we are amending this, which is an amendment of another amendment of subsection, so of the surgery. I mean, please, it's so difficult. People out there in the public watching, they say, why are they paying these people for? But they keep on amending. They think we are the ones that are doing this way. It is precisely because the department does legislative nitpicking. They look around and say, what is pressing? Oh, that's the act. It's pressing coming and it's going to catch up with us. So let's correct it. Then they sit back. Oh, another one is coming to them. So let's not do that. Let's have a professional, comprehensive, especially because of what NEMA, which is a big framework. So that's why you want the guidance. And NEMA is there. Then you must now do your work with the woman and actually and anticipate the slot that must actually work on in advance. Then we know as a control committee, okay, we're doing this now, but in October we should do this, February we should do this, etc.
What, Tom?
I need to say that I think we have a problem because if they start and give us a more easier to understand and simplified way of getting our heads around these amendments, next week we're away, then it's the next week we're away, then we go into recess. It will be towards the end of October, November. The memo on the objects of this environmental law amendments that are up on the board, which are in our at the back of the bill that we're looking through, which is fairly self-explanatory, but what would have been usual is to say, this is what it is like now, this is what you're going to do now, and this is why, which has happened with other legislation. So certainly I don't think the department has helped us in this way. But I'm not quite sure if we can, if it can wait for the end of October, November, or whenever for us to actually pass this, because it's critical. I mean, these are critical amendments to the legislation.
Okay, let's do it like this. Let me indulge you, Mandur. Okay, I think what you can do is this. Do you think you can try and make this thing as clear and in the way that we're requesting it sometime today? Because we could forfeit our study group and go through it during our study group this afternoon. Is that fine? Just so that we can understand, just do this thing. It means that you will take, if you are lucky, you'll take the last 5 minutes to go, if you are lucky. But what you could do is you can just go rework your presentation, be clear that we are amending this part of this legislation and this one, this is the new text that's coming in, and so that we can all understand, so we don't say we approve something we didn't understand.
we can give you, we meet again at 5:30, so you've got at least more than 6 hours to rework the thing and then present it to us in an understandable way. We will forfeit the subject group of beings. We will beg the GA and the IFP to join us at that time. Is that not a better solution? Comrade Roller?
Thank you. Perhaps what we could do, I think there is some urgent business that really needs to be taken care of on the study group. What we could do, the time that we could be dealing with this, we could sort of swap it so that at least we do have a report for the study group, because it's very, very urgent. You know,
what is it?
It has to do with that 52nd conference thing that needs to go back to headquarters. The one that we talked about yesterday. Someone spoke, Londi talked about it yesterday. We have tabled it. It is in the agenda of our study group, and each and every member has a copy of that.
Okay, but
yeah.
still, we can just try and explain that, but you can give. What do people think about my suggestion? I think it will be easier for everyone.
I think I'm fully in support of what you are ruling now.
Yes.
Because really, it seems to me the department is becoming too relaxed. They are no longer doing their work the way we know them. So I support your suggestion. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, I support the suggestion, but not the 6 hours in place. Because it will be the coming fast. We've waited for too long. I don't see any jeopardy in waiting for 3 weeks, 4 weeks to pass a good law. Instead of just what they call in township law a pop-up thing. I don't think it should be a pop-up thing. Let them go back, give them reasonable time, and there's no need to say it must happen today, as if it's instant coffee. There's no need for that.
Quite. Don't on the wall here. We want to hear your view on the matter.
Well, see, I'm happy to come back during the study group. That's fine. I have no problem with that. Part of my thinking on this is that I accept that it could have been presented better, but I also feel that, you know, in previous study groups or on our own time, we could also put a lot more background work into this and cross-referencing ourselves. I do think at times, you know, I'm concerned in general about us dumbing down our own roles as legislators and relying often too much on the department to give us everything on a plate, whereas sometimes we can also make the effort to go and find the relevant pieces of legislation and do this. So I think it's a bit of both in reality. But I do think, I take Honourable Chalmers' point. I think this is a very important piece of legislation. I wouldn't want to go for 5 weeks without it, you know, at least having been seen by this. And if we can, you know, all take a deep breath and come back and work on it together, I think that's really the only way we can go. So I support that proposal, if indeed your colleagues do as well.
Chairperson, I support the idea, but the time. Chairperson, you see, if we're starting at 5, now, maybe we'll be just pushing forward, you know? We'll be having people that are rushing for planes to join the water air. I was going to say, Chairperson, maybe if you can, or the chief, if can communicate with the chief, that when people go into the chamber, if today's business is not that tough, but the portfolio committee can come back into this room for our business, but we don't rush. Is that it?
I think that I'm not quite sure if the department will be able to comply with our needs, and I think they might be under pressure as well, so I'm just wondering if we shouldn't postpone it to a future period. Thanks.
Chairperson, except that I propose that we postpone it for some time, not today, because I don't think anything will go right, really. I cannot go on and explain why, but I just feel it cannot work.
I will keep the ruling to some point, but that's the democracy. Okay,
everyone left?
I'm wondering, I just don't have our program before us to see exactly what we have lined up for next Tuesday. You know, if it is anyway possible, yeah, next week it's completely out, yeah. No, it's out.
Okay. Well, let's
I think let's not rush into this. I think that it's a pity that we were trying to meet the department halfway. Let's not even come back this afternoon, okay? Let's do this thing properly. We will meet again when we... Because next week we're not here. We're going to Gizana and that other week as well, yeah? The next 2 weeks is out for with all these other committees also. So we can visit this in almost 3 weeks' time, yeah? We will get... Yeah. Okay, then we'll have to do it after five weeks when we're back in Cape Town. But I think the point, noting what Honorable Morgan is saying, which is important, I think we should all note this, we really need to do this work properly. Otherwise, we will approve something that we're not on top of. Okay? So we need to have a clear presentation that indicates to us what the original legislation is. Okay, and you can even say from the Atmospheric Act, it's like this. From this other act, it's like this. We are amending this. This is what we are replacing it with. And here is the political motivation for that. Okay, or the reasons for that. And then we've got a nice thing that we can, edible way, if we could use it, that we can manage it properly. Otherwise, right now, we're going to be all over and not... So I think if we could do that, Mr. Wapela, we could then, it could be a morning's work. We could finish it in the morning, but you should do those things. But then give us that information on time. A better prepared team, Mr. Chajin, than what we have. And then we can look at it, and then we can go through this. I think that would, for me, would be in the best interest of everyone. You want to comment, Mr. Appel?
Thanks, Chair. The comments raised by members of the portfolio committee are noted, and we will definitely do as requested.
Okay, colleagues, that concludes our work. Mr. Sadin, noted you, Mr. Boga.
Sorry, just a final word. As far as at the last meeting, we were requested to bring information documents to the honourable members, and what I provided in the information text which they had is just on the environmental management inspectors. I don't know if you remember, they said they wanted some documents. So there's a brochure in the information pack on environmental management inspectors, what their powers, their functions, their mandates are. There is the syllabus of the training that they receive in order to be designated. There is a copy of some media clippings on the latest work that they've been doing. And there's also a prosecutor's guide on environmental crime that the department has just released. There's also two DVDs. One is on the training of grade 5 environmental management inspectors, and the other one is a DVD on the forensics training that's been done. Just as a background document. Thank you.
That's very, very, very commendable, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dajin. Mr. Morgan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Firstly, thank you for all of those documents. They look brilliant. Chair, I wanted to know whether there's any indication of some of the specifics of the type of things we're going to be doing in Bazan next week, because it's a very exciting area to do oversight. At the same time, it's the area of significant clashes between development and the environment and so on. And, you know, if there is a program, I would luxury of a look at it, and indeed if there's opportunity to provide some suggestions as well, if you're prepared to take those, because it is also an area that I know well, and, you know, for instance, I'd hate for us to go there and not, for instance, tackle the issue of the toll road, or the mining, or the proposed reserve, and ecotourism, all those kind of things.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. What we could do is that you can also send us a memo on what you think. Just send us a page or so. What do you think are the key issues? But we are doing our own research with the department on the key issues for oversight for office today. So we're compiling a program on that point. Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you again. I'm sorry about this. But if what we do is properly, we all of us must on top of it, so that we can navigate this path together.
Yeah. Chairperson, you mentioned something about that Alan Khele must make a presentation. What is all about?
there is lunch, even though in terms of our productivity, which is into much, there's lunch at half past 12. We apologize to the IT for proceeding without them. The meeting is at 10.
Yes. What's happening? Am I not telling you? Well, where do you want me to go?
Could the ANC remain behind? Could the ANC remain behind?
I'm going to go to the next one. Yes.